Great. Well, I think now it's time for our friendly neighbourhood, Hannah Critchlow, to ask us this week's question of the week.
The Naked Scientist's Question of the Week, brought to you in association with the How to Wissman Foundation, supporting science and education from Alpha to Omega.
This week, we wonder if we can make a real-life Spider-Man. Enrica's got in touch with this question.
If we put the DNA from a spider into a human, what would happen?
So, can you successfully mix spider and human DNA? And what could you create, if so? We turn to a genetics professor working where Dolly the sheep was created.
Hello, my name's Helen Sang. I work at the Roslin Institute, which is part of the University of Edinburgh. It would be relatively easy to introduce spider genes into humans by adapting the methods we use to make genetically modified mice, for example, and combining this with the techniques used in vitro fertilisation, IVF, that are used to make test tube babies. We can introduce genes into specific tissues or organs, the basis of gene therapy. This is very new technology and is only just becoming licensed as a medical treatment. And here we would introduce a gene into a specific tissue, for example, muscle, and repair a mutation.
So it is possible to mix the DNA of humans and spiders. For this scenario, let's ignore the strict regulations in place to ensure these methods are used responsibly and ask instead, could we actually make a real-life Spider-Man?
Spider-Man had a lot of characteristics of a superhuman, that he was hyperactive and an elite athlete. Many characteristics that individuals have some of, but nobody has all these different characteristics. So we have people who are sprinters or people who are very energetic, but Spider-Man pulled a lot of these characteristics together. And at the moment, human geneticists are identifying variations in our genes that lead to these differences. So maybe Spider-Man has just got the elite versions of many of these genes. We could think about, in the longer term, genetically modifying people so that they could sprint and would be very active and very intelligent. But that would require us to make lots of changes by genetic modification. And not only is that illegal, but I think that's a bit too much of a challenge for today.
And researchers have genetically tweaked a goat to produce spider's silk protein in its milk. So maybe we could purify this goat's milk to produce a Spider-Man web shooter. Joseph Katz added via Facebook, the traits that allow spiders to climb walls have a lot to do with their low mass to surface area ratio. Dense humans might be better off taking inspiration from geckos, whose wall-sticking ability is due to millions of microscopic Velcro-like hair pads on their feet. Now, sticking with the genre of genetics, we glide into this question.
Hi, my name's Louis. I'm 15 and I come from London. I was just wondering, fetuses, their cells multiply really quickly, but I've never heard of one having cancer. Is it possible?
So, can fetuses become cancerous? What do you think about that one? Let us know by posting on a Naked Scientist Facebook page. You can email Chris at thenakedscientists.com. You can join in the debate live on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum, or you can tweet at Naked Scientists.
Hannah Critchlow.
I'm afraid that's all we have time for this week. Many thanks to Jen Ashworth from Natural England, Rob Spray from Sea Search East, and Doug Fudge and his slimy hagfish from Guelph University. And thanks to you for your questions and comments. Next week, we're taking a look at my favourite subject, epigenetics. We'll find out how factors outside your genes could be just as important as what's inside them. So do keep sending your questions and comments to Chris at thenakedscientist.com. You can tweet at Naked Scientists, or you can post on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/thenakedscientists. This week's show was produced by Ben Valsler, Hannah Critchlow and Tom Simpkins. Thanks very much for listening. We'll see you next week.
The Naked Scientists podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, the STFC, the Natural Environment Research Council and UK FAST. For more cutting-edge science, join us online at nakedscientists.com.